City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's Bloke Talk. Thank you for tuning in or downloading it via citytalk.fm. I'm Duncan. Toby's here. Laura's here as well. I've just remembered that last week you did the opening kind of bits, and I thought they sounded better.
Probably.
What was it about them that you liked?
It was more professional. It was delivered in such a kind of, you know, thrusting but not over dramatic way.
Yeah,
because I tend to do that, you know. And I thought it worked well last time when you introduced the show.
Should we go back to the start and get Laura to do it again then?
Well, we could do. Do you want to do it again?
I think Toby should do it this week. We'll give him his chance.
Yeah, go on. Go and rip the mick out of me as you two did last week on a frequent basis. Yes, you did.
We merely took our opportunity to shine. Which
flattery,
perhaps we haven't done in the past.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
This is very true. Toby, anything you want to say?
No.
Right, so we're here for the best part of 60 minutes, and it is the voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. I detect a little bit of a chill in the Bloke Talk studio. I'm not talking about the temperature. I'm talking about the female part of the trio, who is Miss Harms. I'm detecting a little bit of grumpiness this evening.
There's some negative body language.
A little bit of animosity.
There?
Look at that. Your arms are folded. You're not letting anyone in. Are you grumpy?
I think those were the fingers.
That was a bit rude. Are you grumpy?
No.
Are you grumpy?
Can
because
I explain to the listeners
because
what just happened?
Because I used the tannoy to call you into the studio.
I was doing some work in the other room.
Well, I couldn't see.
They all came into the studio without me, without even politely saying, "We're going to do Bloke Talk now, come through." And then they were hassling me and trying to get me to come through. And I was in the middle of something important. And you need to realise that women take longer to get ready.
Yeah.
So maybe I was doing
my
makeup.
You should have started earlier.
I discovered a new toy and I didn't realise it.
You were being so rude.
Apparently, if you use the phone and you dial a certain number here in the City Radio Tower, it actually taps in live to all the speakers in the tower and the building and it becomes a PA. So what were you doing when my voice came over the PA and how did it sound?
Oh, it sounded very annoying and I was busy.
Can you remember what I said? What did I say?
You said Laura Harms to the Bloke Talk studio now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how irritating was it?
Oh, at least a 10.
Oh, that's why.
But I was actually busy helping one of our other City Talk presenters put together an awards piece, and maybe this man is not as...
Were you introducing him to a computer?
Well, he's not exactly technologically friendly, and he wanted to know how to play a piece of audio.
How did the explanation of the biro go to him? Did he understand the biro?
Yeah, this was... No, he knows how to use a computer because I've had an email from him before, but...
Did he type it?
No, I think his producer did.
There is another member of our team, isn't there, that actually now gets emails written from his address and then writes that it's actually from his producer on the end.
Because it is so interesting, people's level of understanding when it comes to kind of like technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think... You two, because I'm slightly older than you two,
are slightly. Ten
you
years.
Two, I know you're grumpy, but don't start getting personal.
Well, it's not factually correct to say slightly.
What would you like to say?
I need to get my black and white refereeing kit out.
I'm older than you two. I'm from a different generation, and I think your generation take it as read that most people are totally IT literate and email and internet, and they know it like the back
true.
Of their hand.
We get annoyed when people aren't IT literate.
Yeah, but so you expect people.
We expect people to be, but we don't think that they are.
I'm of the generation where I kind of like, you know, we talked about iPods on this show before. I don't want to talk about iPods again, but I kind of like, you know, I kind of go, oh, that's a bit clever. Show me how that works, because I want to embrace it. I want to understand it, and I think that's a good, healthy attitude to have. Then the generations above me, no names, no pack drill, are so scared of new technology. What they do is the shutters come down.
Do you know
and
what?
You go, I can show you how to do that. They go,
You know what really annoys me?
What?
Are the ones that are keen, and you go, OK, I'll take 10 minutes to show you how to do X, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And then the next week, they want to do the same thing. and you have to show them again.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's almost like, you know, maybe they needed a bit of a reminder. That's fair enough. But to be effectively shown from scratch week after week after week, I'm telling you, there's some people that I've had to do the same thing for 4, 5, 6, 7 times before.
Can
they
I
run
just say,
and
my mother is very good with computers and technology. She's actually better than me. She told me about Twitter before I even know.
Sue.
She knew about Twitter. She knew about
did
all
she?
These things. Yeah.
What's she reading then? Like, how is she discovering
you're
this?
Not especially technological, though, are you? I wouldn't say.
Well, no, I'm all
you
right.
You do, yeah. You can do the basics.
But you know, my mum's very good. But it reminded me of a story a friend of mine was telling me about. Her mum's only just learnt to use email.
Yeah.
And she tried to send my friend an email, and she wrote the whole email in the subject box.
that's
so it was a blank
touching,
email, but obviously it had run out of characters.
But there's no excuse, because you know the old folks, they can all go on courses now. You can go down the library and learn how to use the internet. You can go to night school and learn all about jacking in. Has he?
My dad's got his European Computer Driving License.
What's that?
ECDL. It's basically a comprehensive guide to using computers, and it teaches
in Europe. But not in America.
No. In fact, I did it as well. I only did the first part of it. They give you a little book that looks like a passport.
Yeah.
And you get stamps in it.
Oh.
And it says, so, you know, they'll be like sending an email.
Yeah.
Using Excel, you know, using different programs and...
So you put the email address
using
in.
Words.
You put something in the subject box. You write an email. You press send. You get a reply. You get a stamp.
Yeah, you have to do an exam in it, though.
Oh,
you
fantastic.
You have to sit there and do an exam, yeah.
Oh.
An exam in sending an email.
It is funny.
You need to know, though, these things.
It is funny, older folk getting to grips with technology. Have I ever told you the story about my mother and mobile phones?
No.
Okay, I have a mother who's got a mobile phone. It remains switched off in the glove compartment of her car, just in case there's an emergency.
Would she remember it was there?
Oh, probably not. She'd probably get the carrier pigeon out. But the other thing she does... is when my dad was alive, he used to work at sea, out on the big boats, and they used to have ship-to-shore radio. This is way before kind of, like, really good technology. And these were big things, and you'd have to, like, turn the boat round and find the signal to kind of, like, talk to the... No, seriously.
They're off to war.
What you'd have to do is you'd have your kind of mast there, which would have your transmitter on it from the ship, and in order to get the signal to the shore, you would literally have to turn the boat around to face the land. So you had a beam of radio telecommunication.
It's quite a hassle in war-torn
and what happened,
countries, isn't it?
It was, you know, in the 60s and 70s, it was quite a hassle, full stop. And when I got a mobile phone, my mother couldn't comprehend. She was still harping back to the days. She thought it was shipped ashore.
So I talked to her.
I'd talk to her. I'd be on the M62 driving somewhere, and I'd say, "Hello, Mum, how are you?" "I'm fine. Over." And the whole conversation, she finished every sentence with over.
Didn't.
No, she did. And I say to her, I said, "You don't need to do that. This is like," she said, but I need to let you know, because it's just a case. She came out of some maritime regulation. You must finish your sentences over. It's a true story.
But she knows how to use a normal telephone.
She's never used her mobile phone. You know, and this is
she
a woman
know,
in her late 60s.
The trouble is that she wouldn't know how to turn it on if she was
exactly.
in an emergency.
They're not. And there is a mindset of people, and it goes back to what you guys were saying earlier, people who kind of like, actually, they don't want to know. It's why they get people to write their emails, which is why you have to show someone 8 times. Because
oh,
what they do, they think, all off. Do you know what? I'll humour the young'un. Show me how it works. Oh, that's clever. Mm. Oh, that's how it works. Oh, thank you for that, Toby.
But actually,
and they walk out the door and
they
go, oh,
things.
God.
They do
right,
need to
next
know
week,
these
the same
things.
Thing happens
oh,
again.
I want to kill people that do that. It's horrible.
It's a bit harsh.
Well, yeah, okay, maybe that's a bit extreme. But...
I thought I was the one that was in a bad mood.
You know what I mean.
So,
speech.
What do we need to talk about? Stuff we need to talk about. Now, food stuff. We're going to do the food stuff this week. I've got to be honest with you.
Yes,
can I be honest with
you?
We have
to do it.
I'm really off my kind of...
No.
I'm feeling a little bit off my kilter at the moment.
I'm not having that.
And you don't fancy ant chocolates.
And I certainly don't want chocolate-covered scorpions. Can we do it next week?
No, we're doing it tonight.
Do we have to?
Yes, because you're going to say this every single week. And
no,
we've got this
no,
package
I am. No, I've reached the point.
JD, let's let JD decide, the producer. Up to us.
It's two against one, Dunk.
Why?
That's pathetic.
Well, it's you and me against her.
You guys are supposed to be men.
I'm quite happy to do it. I'm just saying this week, you know, I'm just not up for it. I don't feel hungry. It doesn't excite me. I'm just a little bit off kilter.
Okay, well, what other food have you got in space?
I've got nothing.
Well, that's a feature of the show.
I opened the cupboard and the cupboard was bare.
Right, okay, well, why don't I do it on my own then?
Well, because we want to do it next week.
No, you don't want to do it next week.
I don't. I'm fully admitting this.
All right, Laura, you can do it on your own. We'll do the random food challenges, except they're not too random because they're from where? Edible what? Edible dodgy foods from some weird place.
Yeah.
.com. FM.
What's
it called
now? /org. Not that edible.
Edibleunique.com.
That's it. All right, well, if you want to do them, I'm happy to do it. If you're happy to wait for a week, I will do it with you.
Fine.
But, you know, if you want to do it now, that's fine.
Whatever.
I mean, I could be...
She's not in a good mood.
She's
is
grumpy, isn't she?
I just can't believe we promised the listeners we'd do it this week.
I have not promised anything to anyone.
That's what we said last
Where's
week.
Where's the promise? Who promised what?
We said it last week, if you listen back.
We
to
didn't
the show.
Promise. You used the word promise. I never said the word promise.
OK, well, we'll listen back and see what you said.
Do you want to do it?
I don't want to do it ever.
Why not?
It just makes me feel ill, the thought of eating creepy crawlies.
We've got the coffee beans that appear to have been through someone's digestive system.
Yeah, do you
yeah,
know
they're
what?
Very
that's
good
the
coffee,
I,
apparently.
That's the bit I could deal with. I could do that. I could drink that. But we need to grind them, I believe, don't we? We can't just...
Laura had a good idea during the week, and it was actually quite a good idea, that what we should do is grind all of the beans up, make a big pot of coffee here at City Talk 105.9, take it into the office, go, make some coffee and some donuts, get everyone, because you know what they're like, they'll flock around, they'll swarm like bees. Everyone have a cup of coffee and just go, do you know what you drunk? Do you know what you've drunk? You've drunk.
You just drank poo coffee.
Yeah, we could do that.
I think we should definitely.
We'd have to record it if we did it.
But they wouldn't know because I think it's quite nice. Because actually,
it's supposed to be good quality coffee.
It's
a
good
delicacy.
Quality coffee. So we might do the food stuff. You want to talk about naked men? That's important.
Naked men? Can we talk about naked women as well?
No,
just naked men.
Right. And I've got a few bits and pieces that I just kind of want to run past, you know, both Toby as a fellow man and Laura as the honorary bird.
And I want to talk about retro toys.
Well, let's talk about retro toys. What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to talk about them. It's something that actually I wanted to talk about quite a while ago, but forgot about until, yesterday, basically.
Yes.
When we got some juggling balls in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I started juggling. And then overnight, Laura reminded me as well that for Christmas I'd got a yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
So I just wanted to talk about what
don't
your favourite retro
don't
toys
say
were.
Overnight, I reminded
no,
you.
No, it wasn't overnight. She wasn't in bed with me.
Darling, yes,
was,
love.
It was a text
yo-yo.
Message yesterday. Yes. Yesterday afternoon.
Overnight. Laura tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Where's your yo-yo?"
Do you know what
Shall
I fancy?
Yo-yo?
I fancy a spot of the old yo-yo. I don't mind if I do.
Walking the dog.
But I just wanted to harp back to your childhood and talk about what your favourite toys were and what you'd like to bring back.
Oh, that's a good one. See, there's Dunk.
You're looking at me like I'm a nutcase.
What? I'm talking about retro toys. I used to have an Evel Knievel. Do you know who Evel Knievel is?
Yes, motorcyclist.
Okay. Evel Knievel, they had this great thing in the 70s. And what it did, it was... I've had to move a bit here because I have to explain it using some of the table in front of me. It was... he was a stunt cyclist. He used to leap big kind of like canyons and stuff. Always wore a white suit and a kind of like stars and stuff like that. And there was a toy. It was a great toy. And it was a toy motorbike with a bendy Evel Knievel on it. So you're kind of like, what's the matter with that? Bendy.
I'm just enjoying your story.
Oh my God,
how defensive are you?
A bendy Evel Knievel on it. And what you do is you kind of like slide the motorbike into this big red contraption. Had a white handle on the side. Okay, and what you do... What?
This is great. I'm loving the action.
I'm enjoying it.
Because you're both staring at me.
If you will tell us a story, would you like me to look away?
Evel Knievel.
That'd be ruder.
You'd wind up, and this is important, you need to look. You'd wind up Evel Knievel, go, and you'd hit a band and go, and what would happen is he would shoot off the red
and
windy.
And fly into the window and break it.
No, and he would start going along really fast on his motorbike, and then he would, like, pull a wheelie.
That's a, what, a, like, without going too far?
It was
that's
great.
That's amazing.
It's great. And also, the other thing you could do, what I used to do, is I used to do it at the top of the stairs. Because he's a stunt motorcyclist,
so you
right? You want to see him fly, don't you? Not just do
wheels.
So what you do is you get to the top of the stairs and you put the white bicycle, the bendy Evel Knievel, onto it, and you put it into a little contraption.
That's the winding.
Press the button, and you go...
Did it land on its wheels?
No.
Did it break anything ever?
No, it was quite good. It was quite good. I think I recall that kind of like the bike was made of quite brittle white plastic, and I remember a bit of that snapped off. But he always survived evil, unlike the Action
Man. Was that because he was bendy?
Because I went through a phase of chucking my Action Man out of windows because I thought they were supposed to be quite tough and hard, and I thought, well, they can have sail. They're supposed to be commandos, and then you'd like go down to the front lawn and pick up this limb.
Do you remember those sort of floppy, sticky, gooey men you could get with a plastic parachute, and you just sort of threw them up in the air and they would properly float down? Do you remember them?
No.
Or you also could get them without the parachute and you put them on the top of the wall and they'd flip-flop down the wall. Do you remember them?
No.
Do you remember that sticky stuff?
Yeah, that sort of sticky stuff it used to do. And do you remember the things that walked down the stairs? Slinkies.
Yeah.
Remember them? Yeah. They were good.
I'll tell you what I had once. I had a robot. I had this little mechanical robot thing.
You sounded like you were a privileged child.
No, it wasn't a proper robot.
Here we are with our slinkies.
It was a thing.
Duncan with his robot, serving him tea.
Yeah. Keeping quiet.
Yeah. It was about a foot tall, and it was this like this clear plastic thing and metal, and these massive batteries that went into the back of it, and all it would do was like clomp along like that all the way. A very, very primitive robot thing.
Mm.
And I remember that.
Would you bring that back?
What would be your choice
of toy from your childhood that you'd bring back?
I think it's got to be the Evil Knievel. I love that.
I'm quite jealous of that.
You could do it on the garden path. What about you?
I was a big fan of the board games.
Yeah?
Mousetrap, Hungry Hippos.
But you can still get those.
I know you can, but
they are still quite retro, aren't they?
Yeah.
Nowadays, things have to have lights and flashing.
I still have Operation.
Batteries.
Operation. Kaplunk.
I'm still a big fan of. I've completed Jenga.
Jenga.
Oh,
I've got a Jenga story.
I've got a really funny Jenga story.
And I'll tell you it in a few moments' time, because I've got to pause then come back. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and this is Bloke Talk.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
So Bloke Talk is here. Thank you for tuning in. Hope your weekend's going well. Are we on Sunday? Are we on Sunday today? I don't know what's going on. I know we do Saturday nights. Are we on Sunday?
Yeah, no football this weekend.
Okay, so if you're listening on Sunday,
thank you.
Tranmere,
of course.
Oh,
Mighty
sorry.
Whites.
Yeah. Mighty Whites.
And if you have downloaded it, then thank you. We need to do a little bit of a kind of like look at our various multimedia platforms. Find out how Twitter, Bebo, MySpace and Facebook's coming along, because Bloke Talk is relevant to all of those. We'll do that. We need to talk about your naked man.
Mm.
Well, it's not actually yours, is it?
Well, you know what I mean.
He is now.
He's yours.
Your naked
Laura
man.
Laura owned him.
You bought in some juggling balls, but that's a bit of a lie.
Sort of.
Because
one
of them
is a juggling ball. One's not even a... None of them are. This is a squidgy, stress-relieving
ball.
And
we
need
to work out we're going to do this food stuff. I've got a Jenga story. Can I tell you my Jenga story?
Don't say
I've got a story for everything, but
you do.
I have been around the block a few times.
Your stories are good. They're good stories.
You know Jenga.
You know which ones to tell and which not.
You know Jenga, those little wooden blocks,
yes.
And you play it maybe on the kind of like the dining room table, on the lounge floor, whatever.
Mm.
Have you ever seen the big versions of Jenga that you get in pubs?
Yes.
I saw someone on Friday night had too much to drink, and when the Jenga tower fell over, they were so shocked they had to go home and change their trousers.
This Friday?
No, not the Friday, just gone. But this was about, I'm just trying to think, it was a Fountain Pub in Chapel Street in Worthing.
Aptly named.
This would have been, I'm just trying to think, 1991, 1992.
So this was a friend of yours?
No, it wasn't a friend.
An
I was out drinking. Because the Fountain in Worthing...
Wasn't you, Dunk?
Yeah. The Fountain in Worthing
was
the place that you went to. When I was at college, because everyone went to the Fountain. It was kind of like a green painted pub, a gin palace. They only had one pump of ale, Burton Ale. That's what our students used to drink, pint of Burton, with our REM and Cure t-shirts on.
See, this story's
like
too long now.
What?
You look like you drank quite a few.
Anyway, point was, 10:30, quite a long session in the Fountain, and they had this little kind of like raised platform, which was like a stage that some bands used to play on. And the bands weren't on there, they had these big Jenga bricks, and you could play big Jenga. And there was
when
someone...
When you say big, how big are we talking? Like,
well,
giant
the bricks
Jenga.
Are about, I'm just trying to think, about... Yeah, about
like a full-size brick?
Foot and a half?
A full-size brick.
Yeah,
almost,
quite, you know. So if you had your proper Jenga stack, it would come up, you know, to, it would be quite a tall one. I mean, this is no good for radio, but off the floor, it would be a good 4 or 5 foot.
Right.
And literally, I saw someone do this, and of course, they were playing. The person who was sitting down, who had been, I mean, you know, been drunk all night, pain in the ass, frankly. you know, table, a couple of tables away from us. Literally, he was so shocked. He had a little stain. Because he was shocked when the Jenga bricks fell over. So we all laughed. And he had to do the walk of shame.
That's not funny.
It's very funny.
No, it's not. That's horrible.
If you're at the stage of the evening where you can't control your bodily functions because you've had too much ale, you need to sort it out. Let's be honest.
And not play big Jenga.
And not, well, he wasn't playing, but he was so close to it. When the whole thing came tumbling down, he went, "Wah!" like that. And it was just like, and he went, "Ah!" And he had to, like, he walked out the pub and he was going, anyway, that's my big Jenga story. What do you want to talk about? Should we have a look online?
Yeah, let's have a look
at Twitter, Facebook.
We need to decide.
Bebo,
are we going to do? I really don't want to do this food. We need to decide, don't we?
I don't mind doing it. I just this week I want a break. I just don't feel up for it. I've got a combination of indigestion and I'm full.
Well, I'm up for it whenever.
You don't think that we're likely to ever do it. I don't ever want to do it. I really don't.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's
well,
a shame because you did really well with the marshmallow. You did 22, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, but I've got this issue with eating bugs.
What have we got? Just to recap, because there'll be people listening this week who weren't listening to last week. The package arrived. We opened it up. We know about the funny coffee beans. We've done the funny coffee beans.
We need
a grinder. So, I don't know. Could you go into somewhere like Costa and say, would you mind grinding these up?
They might have to clean their own.
Yeah, they'd have to clean
their
grinder.
Why don't
we
just not tell Costa? We've got real toffee scorpions, which is a scorpion encased in toffee.
Let me have a look at
and
that.
And it actually says on the back of it, ingredients, syrup, scorpion, natural
flavouring.
Can
I just point out the warning? Scorpion may contain sharp parts.
Yeah, so you're going to have to watch out for that.
That can't be safe. Health and safety, I'm sure, wouldn't allow us to eat these
things. We've also got some little lovely-looking biscuits that have got black dots in them, if you look a bit closely, and they are chocolate ant wafers.
What I don't understand about this real toffee scorpion is ingredients, syrup, scorpion, and artificial flavouring.
That's not...
Well, what's the artificial flavouring here? Has someone somewhere in a lab come up with scorpion flavouring? And they thought, we'll chuck in a real scorpion inside the block of the toffee, but just in case it doesn't taste... Kind of like
no,
not much
the
taste.
Artificial
so, where's some artificial flavouring?
Maybe they've flavoured the scorpion with artificial
the
toffee.
The flavouring's in the toffee, obviously.
And the ant wafers and sugar.
And then we've got chocolate-covered bugs, which are actually insect larvae or crickets.
We've got until October.
And it may contain nuts. How could a bug contain
larva.
Nuts? Maybe the bug's been eating nuts,
insect
I don't know.
What's that
larva.
One? Let's have a look at that one.
Chocolate-covered bugs.
Oh, I can't deal with this.
No, I am...
Even
and
in
that's
mixed
or matched.
Me
you could get an insect larva or a cricket.
You see, already I just feel kind of queasy now.
I feel sick at the thought.
Oh, you guys
and
are
I did
so
last
pathetic.
Week, and I can't deal with this.
What did you do last week?
Felt queasy.
Yeah, what did we do last week?
Oh, what did we do last week?
We had the crisps, didn't we?
The strong crisps and the cream
cracker. You
felt cracker
queasy
challenge.
After a cream cracker.
Did you see me during the week in the office? I managed to do the cream cracker thing.
What, three in a minute?
No, I just repeated my magnificent performance that we did on Bloke Talk.
Well, three in a minute is what you're
showing off.
Yeah.
By eating crackers.
Yeah.
I bet that impressed a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Come on then, give the feedback.
Right,
guys have chicken out. At the end of the day, I'm going to
do it.
We'll
do it next week.
I'm going to do it next week.
Okay.
I just want everyone
to
note that I'm actually...
Can you juggle?
Yeah, I can sort of juggle, yeah.
Where did you learn to juggle?
I think I just taught myself, really. Why do you laugh at that?
How do you teach yourself to juggle?
Are you that bored?
Well, you just say they just. Whoops,
do you know what? I've always been fascinated by people with juggling. I've always loved it. Yeah. I remember going to a circus shop once down in Brighton where my aunt used to live.
Yes.
And it had to be Brighton, didn't it?
Yes.
To get a circus shop.
Yeah.
And I just watched this man juggling about 20 clubs.
Oh yeah.
And it just fascinated me ever since then. It was one of my earliest memories. I was probably about 3 or 4.
Mm.
I just loved it. And, I've never really taken it up properly, but I can juggle 3.
Can you?
Can you juggle?
Show us how to juggle.
With my 3 juggling balls.
I've never done juggling on the radio before.
Wait, no.
There's probably a radio first.
Would you like
and
to film
probably
it?
A radio last as well.
Okay. Are you going to commentate?
How do you do it? What's the technique to it then, Tobe?
Well,
teach us how to juggle. Oh, how about radio juggling?
Radio
we can win an award
juggling.
For this. So what's the key to it? You've got two oranges and a juggling
two
ball.
Two oranges and a squidgy.
Must you have muscle. One in one hand and two in the other? Is there a technique there?
Yeah, you have to start with two in one and one in the other.
Yeah.
And then you start by just throwing up one from the hand.
That's a good
that's
start,
got two,
throwing up.
Yeah.
And then you just alternate them like that, really.
Well, that's not very good. You didn't juggle.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! You're a bit rubbish.
Well, I can't actually see. It's really dark in here.
Yeah, blame the darkness, that's it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
How do you know which one to throw out next, then?
You have
it's
to throw
just about
one
timing,
that's in the
isn't
hand
it?
That another ball is coming down into.
You can only have one in each hand at once.
So do you have to separate? This is quite interesting. Do you separate your hand? And you've got hand to eye coordination, but you must separately control your hands, is what I'm trying to
your
say.
My hands just go up and down when I'm
right.
doing it.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen other people who are better jugglers than me where their hands almost seem to go round.
Yeah,
circles,
that's what I've seen, yeah.
But I'm not at that level.
Can you
yet,
do the thing, you know, you can do different patterns,
no,
can't you?
I can't.
Throw it over the top.
I can barely
top,
do this
top
properly, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
I think that's a useful skill. Someone said to me once, if you ever go travelling, it's good to be able to juggle, because if you're really short of cash, if you stand outside the shop long enough and juggle some balls, people will give you some money. Well, it's very good, Tobe.
Yeah,
when are you going to like move on?
Been paid yet. I'm just waiting to be paid.
A fourth ball.
I actually wouldn't know where to start with the fourth.
Yeah,
I would not know where to
just
start.
Got
to
do
with
it a bit faster.
I'll tell you, I'm fascinated by magic.
Yes, I am. Mm.
Or rather,
I
illusions.
I used to be addicted to magic
did
when
you?
I was little.
Did you? Do you know any good tricks?
No, honestly, that was my hobby when I was a child.
What?
Magic.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you? Were you
I started with tricks? I started with the Paul Daniels magic set, but then I bought loads of proper books.
Yeah. What can you do?
Me and my sister used to do, levitating, all sorts.
Levitating?
Levitating.
Yeah, all sorts. Cutting off body parts, all that kind of stuff.
I find it, I do find
big
it clever.
Time.
I do find it clever.
I love it.
Can you still
but
do any
have
tricks?
Have you seen that program? Do you know this program that really annoys me? Have you seen the one where there's this guy that's now revealing all the tricks?
Yeah. Breaking
like
the magic
that
circle.
I don't like that. You shouldn't do that. A magician never reveals his tricks.
Can
because
I actually
say? Because the next time I go, I know how it all happens. It's not good.
I think we need a good magician on a Saturday night variety show like Paul Daniels used to do.
Bring back Paul.
David Blaine is just weird.
Yeah, weird.
I can't get on
is
with
him. Is he the
him.
One in the box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, and he's gone from doing proper magic to just sitting in boxes and dousing himself
in water.
And
he just won't stay there.
And
what about Darren Brown? Would you say he's a magician
well,
or is he
something
else?
Well, he's more of a mind
illusionist
control. It's all about mind control.
Where have all the
it
proper magicians gone?
I don't
just
know.
Should we put on the peel out on Bloke Talk?
Yeah.
Do you know what? When I was in Vegas, they've got magic shows everywhere. David Copperfield was doing a show there and everything.
I
really wanted to go.
I went. When you have children, of which I've got one, your social life becomes your child's social life. And what happens at the weekend is you get invited to all these kids' parties, which you have to go to because you can't say to your little boy or girl, no, we're not going because it's tedious and I'd rather watch the rugby. You have to go. And the thing is, it is such a community because, you know, you might have your child at nursery school and there might be 16 kids, okay, in like one group or whatever. So one has a birthday party and the other 15 get invited because you can't leave any children out. Mm. And it snowballs. So you end up, which is like masses of things to have to go to. And a lot of them, to be blunt, are rubbish. You know, you roll up at some sort of like, you know,
is there
drafty
kind of competition between you all to make
no,
you all better
well,
than,
no,
than
I've not
others
been this out, but you roll up at some drafty, windy church hall somewhere that smells of Domestos, you know, and like you're there. And you might be lucky that they might have got a bouncy castle, for, which is great because that's the best way to get kids to tire themselves
I
out.
I was going to say, get yourself
you know,
to
or,
enjoy it yourself.
You know, or the grandparents might do pass the parcel. Or what they might do is get a magician. And some of them are really good. And I saw one about 4 weeks ago. And he was brilliant. He was called Malcolm the Nutrition Magician. And Malcolm was very clever. He did this thing. What?
Malcolm. That's brilliant.
It's Malcolm the Magician.
He hasn't even bothered to change his name.
And
called himself Mr. Marvel or
he did
something.
This thing involving tennis balls. And he put all these tennis balls into his top hat.
Table tennis balls.
No tennis balls.
Right, nothing to do with ping pong.
No, why?
What?
If you haven't worked it out, we should move on.
I have been to that bar, and we're not talking about that. And anyway, he did this thing of all of the tennis balls and stuff, and then he got his top hat, and he placed it, he turned it over, and put it on the table. He pulled it away, and there was a rabbit underneath there.
Was it a real rabbit?
Yeah, it was a white thing, and it was, like, moving around.
A white thing.
With its nose kind of moving around as well.
It was a rabbit.
It was a real, live rabbit. And I thought, I didn't expect it, because normally, if you're clever, you know what to look for. And kind of, you know, I've known a few
people. How could you not expect it? Magicians always pull rabbits out of their hat. That's what they do.
But I couldn't work out how he did it. It was just very clever. You know,
that's the whole point.
And this top hat that had been full of tennis balls, all of a sudden he just whipped it off, and there was this kind of rabbit.
But probably 90% of magic tricks you actually couldn't work out, assuming the magician is any good, which sounds like Malcolm was.
I used to have some brilliant card tricks, you know.
Well, I want to see some.
I had one that blew people's minds.
Oh. What was that?
Maybe I should practice it this week.
Is it like riding a bike? Do you never forget?
Or do I have forgotten. Up? I've completely forgotten.
Would it work on Bloke Talk?
I want to put an appeal out.
I could do it next week, mate.
I want to put an appeal out. If you're listening to this across Liverpool, North Wales, North West England, Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9, and you are a magician, and maybe you do it for people's parties, maybe you do it for like businesses who kind of like have their dinner dances and a bit of entertainment in the bar beforehand or whatever. If you could do magic and you pucker, let's get you in on the radio show.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, and all we can say is
we
can say who you are.
Before juggling on the radio. Yeah.
We can say who you are or whatever, and that way, you know, you might get a bit of profile. But it'll be lovely to have you in. And the best way of doing it is, you can Facebook us, Twitter us, Bebo us or MySpace us, or duncan@citytalk.fm is my email address. Let's get magician
all right. A letter, don't, which we still want.
Don't, I've had a 3.5-page complaint that came in the air during the week.
What about?
Me.
What did you do? Well, who have you offended this time?
Well, it's hard to work out, because green ink is really hard to read.
Green ink.
It's
who writes in green nowadays?
Old ladies in Wales, it transpires. anyway, yeah, I had a letter, but we've not had a letter or a postcard.
When Laura wanted a love letter, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Didn't nobody love you?
Clearly no one.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do is, because I think, you know, in this age...
Duncan,
the letters,
closest thing to a love letter from your mum.
That's true. Yeah. The letters are gone. We've got to check our various multimedia platforms, and we'll do that in a few moments' time, because that's important. We must talk about your naked man as well.
My naked man,
because we've got to go away and then come back. But just give us a little sense regarding your naked man. What should we know about what you're going to tell us?
I'm just going to say two words. Bear hug.
Bear hug.
That's integral to the story.
He is heroic, isn't he?
So we'll do that as well. Are we going to leave the food? Are we deciding
we're going to
leave?
Yeah, you two have chickened out. We're going to leave the food.
Look, I've not said we're going to chicken out.
I've chickened out.
I will do it next week.
Just promise to do it next week.
Toby, promise to do it next week.
I can't promise, because I'm not promising that I'll ever do it.
Well, why should I have to be the only bloke who does it? Oh, look at that. Look, you distracted child.
Me and Duncan will do it.
Did you see that? All of a sudden, he wouldn't participate in the conversation, started rolling his juggling balls on the table. How petulant.
Can you be careful? That's an orange.
So we'll do Naked Men. We'll do Bebo, Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook in a few moments' time. Is there anything else we need to do?
Twitbook.
B-face.
We'll do all of that in a few moments' time. It is the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl.
If I'm honest, I'm a bit scared of Laura this week.
I tell you what, you're lucky you're not sitting next to her. She's scary.
Yeah, well, did you hear what she just said?
I did. I also heard what you just said, in fairness.
What?
Which was something about gouging my eyes out with a biro.
We have such fun during the
breaks. It can be done, I think, was what you said.
I didn't say anything at all aggressive.
You did. You said that we never let you talk and we gang up on you.
You do. You do gang up on me.
And we never let you talk.
Do you know what? I'm going to jump ship to girl talk. I'm sick of this.
Oh, are you?
Big time.
Really?
I think they'd appreciate
me
more.
Is this your last Bloke Talk show, then?
It could be.
That would be a tragic shame.
I could resign tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, then you'd miss me.
Do you think you'd be happier doing Girl Talk, which is also on at the weekend at City Talk 105.9?
I think...
What could you contribute to the high-level debate that happens every weekend?
Well, I could look through the magazines with them and talk about the celebrities.
Yeah, what else?
And we could talk about... wine and food.
Would you talk about your underwear, which I've noticed is what's talked about on the promo for the show?
Yeah.
Be happy to talk about red underwear.
Favourite colour?
Yeah, and we could talk about makeup and hair and dieting.
Yeah, what else would you like to talk about?
And rude things. That's what they talk about, rude things, don't they?
They talk about very serious issues at times. They talk about, you know, dealing with
I mean, the show really is. It is flying the flag. It's flying the flag for feminism, I think.
Yeah, to some extent.
What do you mean by that?
That's what I said. It flies the flag for feminism. Ladies can be ladies and talk about what matters to them.
You sound like you're taking the mic.
I'm not taking the mic. If you'd like to jump ship, that's fine, but we would miss you.
Well, what is this show flying the flag?
I think you're being a little bit oversensitive as well.
I'm not being oversensitive.
Because all you have to say, if you want to do some more talking...
I can't get a word in edgeways with you two.
Okay, off you go.
What do you want to say?
Oh, there we go.
No, it's not about talking. It's just about you two ganging up. See, they don't know what to say.
Boring then. Because she doesn't know anything to say. Come on.
No, it's...
Oh, now you're ganging up against Laura. That was very provocative.
Sorry,
Oh, come on.
Sorry, I'm just merely pointing out,
I'm fine.
Come on, you want to talk, we're now giving you the opportunity.
It's not about talking. Carry on.
Okay. Shall we do the naked man thing now?
Yeah.
Would that meet with your approval?
Yeah.
Tell us about the naked man.
Well, this...
It's not too much trouble.
Sorry.
Falling off the seat.
This week, I did a story on the news on City Talk 105.9 about a man called Phil Taylor.
Phil the Power Taylor, the darts player?
Last weekend, he had a very scary experience where three masked raiders broke into his house in West Derby, knocked his door down, and he happened to be just about to step in the shower when this happened. He ran downstairs in the nude, confronted these three would-be robbers, jumped on them in a bear hug, and chased them down the street, stark naked.
He bear hugged all three of them?
Well, that's what he seemed to say, yeah.
Three blokes were in his house. Dummy. He was stark
naked.
And, thank you, he was stark naked.
Starkers.
And
nude.
He bear hugged
no clothes
in the buff.
He bear hugged
how many
them.
Different were... Well, he basically just jumped on them and roared.
Hugged.
And I think he must have taken them by surprise because he definitely scared them off. He chased them down the streets and they jumped into a getaway car.
Yeah.
So basically his neighbours got an eye full of, you know, him in the nude.
Bear. Is he all right?
Yeah, seems all right. But anyway, I've got a clip of the interview I did with him. I have to say that you'll notice the shower is running in the background because we went back to the scene of where it started.
The shower?
Yeah, we went back to the shower where the everything
happened. Oh, fantastic.
Was it the full scene? Was he naked when you interviewed him?
No, don't choose.
You'll have to make up your own mind. Just have a listen to it.
Well, I was just got undressed and I was just about to get in the shower. So I was standing by the entrance to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, I just heard this bang downstairs. I thought, what's that noise down there? So I then walked to the top of the stairs, and I stood there to see if there was another bang, because it might have just been my wife in the kitchen. She's not making noise when she's doing the dishes. So then I heard another bang, so I thought, I better go and have a look what's going on. So then I walked down the stairs, and as I get halfway down the stairs, I see these three guys standing in my hallway door, and that was when all sort of hell broke loose then. That was when... They then threw the centrepiece of the door at me. My wife, seeing them as well, started to scream in hysterics. What, Phil. So I just, seeing red, and instinct took over. And I jumped over the door and ran at them then. Still naked, obviously. And then I chased them out the house. And then they ran down the road. And
must have been a pretty terrifying experience.
It was, really, yeah. From what I can remember, yeah. A lot of adrenaline was going on, so I didn't really... have a lot of time to think. It was just automatic instinct. But thinking back now, my wife is obviously saying to me, God, they could have had a knife. They could have had anything. And she was right, really. When I jumped at him, he could have just pulled out the knife and went like that, and I would have been stabbed. But you don't think like that, do you? You haven't got a lot of time to think. You're just going to try and act as quick as possible. And maybe quick acting, put them off guard. You just don't know, do you? So just lucky, really, in that respect.
Do you think that you scared them, the sight of you running down the stairs, a naked man, and you just sort of jumped on them, didn't you?
Yeah, well, my wife said I do look scary sometimes when I'm naked. So again, that might have caught them off guard, because they say confusion is the key, isn't it, to sort of in burglaries, and that's why burglars get you so much, is that you're confused, you're not expecting it, you're relaxed in your home, you know, when you're getting a shower tonight, just think, well, imagine someone booted the door down, that's the unexpectedness of it.
A lot of bangs going on in there.
Yeah. Well, they did bang the door down.
And where's this gentleman from?
From West Derby.
Which now has a water shortage by the sound of it.
Yeah, no.
How much did that interview cost him exactly? I think he's metered.
Did you honestly sit there with your City Talk microphone and with the shower on in the background? Mm. Fantastic.
You've got to get a bit of
that. He's a hero, isn't he? He's a real, living, breathing, blokey hero.
He is what they call a have-a-go hero, and I think it's great that he did that in the buff.
Just out of interest.
Didn't even grab a towel. Didn't have time to grab a towel. He just...
You see, because you would, wouldn't you? Most people would, because they'd be terribly British about it. Go, I can't go out there, kid. What a man.
I've got to ask you now.
Hero of the week.
As a woman, do you think Mrs. Phil Taylor is...
Carla Taylor.
Hi, Carla. Do you think she, at the time, was more proud of her husband for doing what he did, or embarrassed that the neighbours had seen him running down the street naked?
That's a tough question. I think if it was my husband, I'd be very proud of them.
Quite right, too. What did local plod say about it? Because normally when someone has a go and they have a go here, they go, oh, well, we wouldn't advise this form of behaviour as well.
I haven't actually said...
Because that's how policemen speak, obviously.
All I know is that police are studying CCTV. Which, you know, we'd all like
to. It's going to be a lot to watch, isn't it?
Do you think they've got the female officers on there?
The female officers
rewinding
in.
Who's this gentleman again?
Phil Taylor from West Derby.
Then I think
good
we
man.
Salute him. Well done, Phil
he
Taylor.
He should be given
Derby.
Some sort of bloke talk honour.
We could. Oh, wow.
Bestow upon him a bloke talk.
We could create something, couldn't we?
I think so.
We could.
Of the week, for the bloke talk hero of the week.
Well, you want to introduce a new feature?
I think it was a great idea.
We haven't got any features at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of bloke talk. We can have a hero of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shall we make Phil hero of the week?
I would say so.
We need a jingle. We'll have to make an ad hoc jingle.
Hero of the week.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or, Bloke Talk's official hero of the week.
Hero of the week.
Hero.
I know how we can do it.
It has to be,
we've
has
got
to
go,
be twice on City Talk.
He's a hero. Can we do that?
He's a hero.
Together.
He's a hero.
What's his name?
Phil Taylor. We could do it in the style of our jingles. Phil Taylor. Hero of the week.
The person who makes those things here gets really upset.
Really?
When you question why he does what he does. Because I made the point very innocently about 6 months ago. I said, when we have things on this radio station that tell us about things, why do we have to repeat it twice? He said, what do you mean? And I said, well, my name's Duncan Barks. So what you hear is, Duncan Barks. Duncan Barks. And I went, why? Why? I mean, once is good enough. And he got really upset and said he wouldn't make me anything.
Yeah, you need to be nice to people that are very creative like that.
They're very upset otherwise.
Well, what? I don't think we should have hero of the week. I think just when people deserve it, we give them bloke talk hero status.
Brilliant, that'll do. And the first one is Phil Taylor.
Yeah, he's been inducted into our Hero Hall of Fame.
Hero Hall of Fame.
Sounds good to me. Right, I've just had a look online and it's growing. The multimedia community regarding bloke talk here on City Talk 105.9 is growing on a weekly basis.
It's a craze.
On Facebook, we now have 108 members. We smashed through the 100-member mark, which is quite an achievement because we always forget collectively to remind people that there is the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook.
We
mention it occasionally.
Every week?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of grown.
You tend to start the show with it, in fact.
Have I? Yeah. Now, new bloke talk friends on Twitter.
Hey. Ooh. Hello, too.
I'm going to read some names out here. What I want you to do, because these people have taken the time to follow us on Twitter, bloke talk friends. And I just want you to kind of create what do you think this person might look like?
I see.
They're all blokes, no ladies, sadly. Jamie Horrocks.
Yeah.
What do we think about Jamie Horrocks?
Dark hair.
How tall do we think about Jamie Horrocks?
I think he's a bit of an indie boy.
Dark,
floppy hair.
Yeah. Like an Arctic monkey or something.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Into his Sultans of Ping.
Hmm. Probably quite shy when you first meet him, but quite outgoing after a couple of jars.
Finds it hard to talk to girls, I would say.
Probably
Jamie
has
Horrocks.
A girlfriend, though. Has a girlfriend.
Long-term one. They're going to get married, aren't they? They'll get married really early. It'll be one of these marriages that lasts for decades and decades.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jamie Horrocks?
Yeah. I think he plays the guitar as well.
Student. He's going to leave. What's he studying, do we think, Jamie Horrocks?
Geography?
No.
Communications?
No. Something like... Something
to do with stones.
Psychology.
Psychology?
Psychology.
I thought geology.
Let's say geology, then.
And what do you think that Jamie Horrocks might do when he leaves university? I think
he'll create... He'll be part of a band that struggles for quite a while.
No, I don't think that'll be allowed
with eventually...
his wife. No.
Yeah, no, she's into that.
Band at the weekend. He'll work for the water board.
I think he'll go into admin.
Admin?
Jamie Horrocks, a new bloke talk chum and friend on Twitter. Thank you. What about Stuart Wilson? Stuart Wilson to me sounds like...
What is this having to... Twice was... You were moaning about twice a minute ago.
Stuart Wilson.
I reckon agent.
I say he's got two kids, definitely.
Yeah.
Blonde,
Mondeo.
Floppy hair.
Yeah.
Why has everyone got floppy hair tonight?
No, but like different sort of floppy hair.
Phil
like
Collins
curtains.
In the CD player.
I don't think he has got floppy hair, personally.
No, what Stuart. Stu. All right, Stu Wilson.
No, I think he's quite a straight guy. Quite, you know...
I think he's a Liverpool supporter.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we reckon as a career? Stuart Wilson.
I think he wears glasses.
Glasses.
I think he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe an estate agent, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could be right there. Stuart, welcome, Stu. Jamie, welcome. And a new bloke talk friend on Twitter, Phil Cornwell.
Is that the...
Is that any relation to Adam?
Isn't Phil Cornwell...
I've got no idea who he is.
The impressionist guy.
Ah, there was a guy. Was he quite tall, lanky? No, yeah. I don't think so. I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, it'd be great if he
Why
was
would he
fun?
Be mucking around with bloke talk? Well, there's someone who's going to join us on Facebook who was quite famous.
Was there?
Yeah, there was. You two got excited about someone, some comedian. Don't I recall a dim and distant? Wasn't there some writer or comedian who we thought was going to join us on Facebook?
John Bishop?
No,
he
comedian.
Should join us.
Was it Jimmy Corkill?
No, there was someone. I'm sure we had a conversation that someone who was kind of like a little bit like comedy based was kind of certainly someone famous was going to do something to do with Facebook.
Oh, I can't remember.
I could have hallucinated it. Anyway, Phil Cornwell, if he's not the comedian, what do you reckon about Phil? I reckon Phil Cornwell's probably Phil. I like the name.
I think Phil is a director, a company director.
Yeah.
About 50?
No, not 50 yet. 40.
46.
Mid 40s.
Yeah, mid-40s.
I reckon he plays squash.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Quite.
Probably golf.
In fact,
as
probably
well.
Took up squash recently in a bid to get fitter.
To lose the middle age spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinning on top slightly.
What do you think Phil drives? Phil Cornwell.
A Mercedes.
Mercedes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That'll make our sales team very happy.
Yeah.
Affluent, upwardly mobile listener to bloke talk.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, welcome, gentlemen. We have three new members, Bloke Talk friends on Twitter, Jamie Horrocks, Stuart Wilson and Phil Cornwell. So
maybe
good to have them on board.
Maybe they could get in touch and tell us whether our predictions were right.
That'll be good. Mm. That would be very good indeed. And particularly if one of them's a magician, that'd be even better. They could get
or a hero,
in
indeed.
Or indeed a hero. There's something else I wanted to mention and it's gone. Yeah, now listen, I mean, we've got a final minute and a half left of this radio show here on City Talk 105.9 Bloke Talk. Now you're looking at me in a slightly sultry way. You're not going to leave, are you?
No.
Have we got over your little strop?
I'm not having a strop, I'm fine.
Women. Because I could square it up with Kim if you wanted to join Girls Talk.
No, I don't.
Which Maybe Kim's we could do. Team would we have?
You know, when you were at school, you used to do these foreign exchanges. Yeah, I was thinking we could do an exchange, couldn't we, for a week?
Hmm.
You could go on Girl Talk.
Or you could go on Girl Talk.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to go on Girl Talk.
Well, yeah, we could have Kim Hughes presenting
Kim
Bloke
Hughes
Talk.
Kim Hughes can present Bloke Talk for a week.
Oh, and I could
you can do a foreign exchange.
I could sit there with all of those women of a certain age.
Laying down the gauntlet to Kim here. Could she come and replace Duncan Barks on Bloke Talk?
I think she'd do a great job.
I think she'd do a great job. Because she's
cheer
a pro.
Me up for a week.
Yeah.
That would be quite an experience for me, I'm sure.
I'd quite like
to. Yeah,
you
see, you'd be a lamb to the slaughter, Toby. That would be the problem.
It would be
just for 1 week. I'd like
Laura,
I can handle it.
Laura on one side, Kim on the other. You would go to pieces, and I'd be surrounded by a load of females.
Yeah,
talking about Botox.
Yeah,
perfume
and red underwear.
Red underwear.
You do realise that every week I'm surrounded by three men in this studio.
Well, that's why it's called Bloke Talk.
And just once, it might be nice to have two girls and one man.
We'll see what we can do. Laura, thank you. Toby, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.